In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I was asked to give you 5 minutes, and my beloved, if we just stop at the theme of the day, which is Jesus Christ rising Lazarus from the dead, I think the message would be that we have to know that God, our God, is a God of the impossible. So we believe that when we leave everything in His hands, He can do it. You know, when we are troubled with something, or when we belong to something, or we worry about something, we tend to know and to wish that this matter would be solved in no time. And even we can ask God to do it according to our plan and according to our timing, not knowing that God has a plan and has timing by His own. So enough for us just to take care about each day by itself and to leave the rest in His hands. By us worrying and thinking much, we tend to forget the duties that we have to do. We tend to forget the little that God asking us to be faithful at. You see, He came forward and say, "Remove the stone." He could walk Lazarus out of the tomb, and He could actually made the stone to be moved by itself. And of course, the miracle will take different dimension then. But in doing so, He is asking us that we have a role to do, and He has another role to do. God will not do the thing that we can do, and we cannot do the thing that God can do. So we have to realize in our life, day by day, hour by hour, that we have to focus and we have to meditate on the task at hand. Whether it's simple or major, God has given us something to work and to take care of. Whether it's minor or major, but this is what God has given us. And we have to be honest and faithful in what we're doing. You know, the problem is sometimes we focus much on the goal and we forget about the path to the goal. We focus much about the dreams and the ideas in our life, and we forget about the way that these dreams and these goals will be achieved. So rather than worrying, trouble ourselves with all the things that to come, which we have no control on them, let's put everything in trust and faithfulness in God's hand. And as for us, we do in daily basis what we ought to do. You see, my beloved, I always look at it this way, as if I'm sitting in a boat. This is a boat of my life, and my role is to row in this boat, and his role is to direct this boat. But sometimes I say to Him, "God, I want to switch. I want You to row the boat and make it moving because I'm getting tired of it. And leave me to choose the direction this boat might go." And believing, my beloved, we do this much. We do this much because when we think about the direction, when we think about steering the boat to wherever we'd like to take it, we saying to God, "You come and row the boat, You manage our life, and You make it move, and let me to steer the boat." We switch the places. And of course, this is not right. So today, as we stand before this great miracle that Jesus did, let us remember, our God is the God of the impossible. If I'm struggling with a sin, if I feel that there is no hope in me, there is nothing called no hope. You have to get hold of your faith and with your trust in God. And even if you're struggling with something, even that you feel that you could do better in your life, but you can't, it doesn't mean it's all over. You have to keep struggling. You have to keep holding on to your faith, and God will deliver you. This is a person who's been dead for 4 days inside the tomb, and God rose out of him, of the tomb. So if He was willing to retrieve a person from his death after 4 days, He is able to retrieve me from any sin, from any bondage that I have in my life. And He is faithful, and He is achieving things in our life that we cannot imagine or comprehend. So my beloved, confirm your trust in God. Leave worry and leave the thinking about tomorrow and after tomorrow and the year to come. Just meditate on the thing that you have at hand. You know, I'll just brief it up with this. When you're having a problem or you're feeling not good in any day, and a person comes to you and say, you know what, take it one day at a time. And you look at this person and you feel like this doesn't apply to you. How come you tell me, take it one day at a time? I want you to fix it today, and I wanted to have some answers to my questions today. But guess what? This quote, take it one day at a time, is good enough for me and you. And I will take it further and say, how about if I say, take it 1 hour at a time? Meaning that if I teach myself how to be honest and faithful in 1 hour, I'll become faithful in a day, I'll become faithful in a year, I'll become faithful all my life. But the problem is we always look far beyond our capacity, far beyond our expectations. We draw dreams, we draw expectations, we draw plans that we have no control on it. And while we are doing this, we forget the task at hand that we ought to do every day. So let us be faithful in the little, so God would make us faithful over much. Let us trust in Him that He is God of the impossible. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.